pasuk in Yechezkel, Percha Chavosh Alecha, Mechlal, that everybody else is usher to wear the pair, usher to wear tefillin. The Darkei Moshe just points out an obvious point, which is that you might get confused. We know on Tisha B'Av, in the morning at least, we don't wear tefillin, and we also don't wear talis, so maybe you would think that an Avel on Yom Rishon, just like he doesn't wear tefillin, also doesn't wear talis. And the answer is no, they have nothing to do with each other. Talis over there is based off of a special drasha in the Medrash that's specifically shaykh to Chorban Abayas, but it has no shaykhus to here. So everybody would agree on the first day of Avelus. Now, oftentimes at the beginning you might still be an Onein, but whenever Aninus ends, the Avel would be chayiv in tzitzis, but he wouldn't be chayiv in tefillin. Now, the question here is how long does the restriction on tefillin last? And here we seem to be treating tefillin differently than the other nihuvi avelos. So the Gemara in Chaf Aleph says like this: Avel shloshi yamim avishonim asher leniach tefillin mishlishi bichlal muter leniach tefillin. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's asher 3 days. But for 3 days and on, it's mutter. Now, the lashon is very strange, right? It's aser for 3 days. Aval shlosh yamim arishonim aser b'tefillin. So that means that the fourth day it's mutter for tefillin. But then it says the third day is mutter for tefillin. So then just tell me, an avel is aser in tefillin for 2 days, right? Why does it say this funny lashon? So Rashi explains that the pshat is because the mitzvah is a yom kikulo, meaning to say that, and we'll return to the details of how this works, but really it is an isser for 3 days. But practically, since we count the third day, makes us a Yom Kikulo, so then you are effectively only barred from wearing tefillin for 2 days. That's the view of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the opposite. Avel shnei yamim, harishon masur laniach tefillin, misheni, it's the same idea, but only 2 days. So, again, an Avel is also wearing tefillin for 2 days, but effectively he's able to wear his tefillin on the second day. That's one debate between Rav Lazar and Rav Yeshua. Rav Lazar says basically 3 days slash two. Rav Yeshua says 2 days slash one. There's also a question of panim chadashos. Rav Lazar says, imbo panim chadashos eino choletz, which sounds like, according to Rabbi Lazar, he's talking about the third day, if you put on your tefillin before the Panim Chadashos came, so then you can continue to wear your tefillin, though if the Panim Chadashos came first, you couldn't put the tefillin on. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Bonim Panim Chadashos Choleis, on day two. Right? He says you could put on tefillin day two, but that's in front of people that are already there, have already been by you. So if panim chadashos, you'd have to take them off. What is the source for each of their opinions, going back to whether it's 3 days or 2 days? So the source of Belazar, who says it's 3 days slash 2 days, derives it from Baitamo Yimei B'chi Evel Moshe, and the source of Yeshua, which of course we paskin like that it's only 1 day, Dehainu 2 days, is from the Pasuk V'acharisak Yomar, meaning say Yomar, the most intense single day of Avelos is only 1 day, and that's when the Yisr of Tefillin is. And what's the Gemara's Maskana? That the Halachas like Rabbi Yeshua Lahakel with respect to Hanacha, so you're allowed to put on Tefillin on day two. And moreover, once you put them on, Eino Choletz, even Bo Panim Chadashos, right? We're a little more makel than Rabbi Yeshua himself with respect to Chalitza. Good? So, that's what the Gemara says. Now again, we're still have to deal with this very confusing lashon of the Isser is really 2 days, that's 1 day. Yeah?
Perhaps you're going to deal with this question, that's premature, but how would they get their shitos from that makor if the Chod makor is a day short of their shito?
Very good. Excellent question. In other words, I guess that could bring us to the shito, the Rif. The Rif writes that halacha l'maisa and avos only aser and hanachas tefillin in 1 day. Right? Now, and what's the source? This is also the source of some of the Gaonim, and they quote the Pasuk, Bachar Yisak Yomar. So basically, they make the point that Yoni just said. The only problem is it's against the Gemara. Now, they might actually have a different Gemara that supports them, the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that an Avel is Aser Banachas Tefillin on the first day. It doesn't mention anything about the second day. But at the same time, we have this idea of 2 days, right? In other words, the real source is Acharisa Kelmar, so it should just be like the Rif seems to be saying, that it's only 1 day. So the Ramban and the Rush are both very bothered by the Rif, because the Rif says 1 day, but the Gemara says Lamaisa 2 days. So the way the Ramban and the Rush both learn the Rif is really, even though he says 1 day, he means 2 days. Why does he say 1 day? Because Mitzvah is a Yom Kikulo. Well, why doesn't he stress it? Because effectively, there's not going to be so much that is prohibited, because you could theoretically, as soon as the day begins, you could already put on your tefillin. Now, what does that mean? Now, what, just to appreciate, how long do you need for Mitzvah Yom Kikulo? So there's a Yesh Omim and a Ravid that says that to get Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, you need Amdu HaMenachem Me'atzlo. What does that mean? Where is he getting that from? So we know that on day 7, we also say Mikdash Yom Kikulo. The Avel doesn't sit Shiva on the full day of 7. So when could he get up from Shiva? So we're going to get to those details later, but the basic answer is Amdu Menachem Me'atzlo. So that means that, let's say in modern practice, what does that mean? Usually there's going to be a Shiva Minyan on day 7 at the base Avel, and like always, after the Shiva Minyan, people are Menachem Avel for a couple minutes, and then the Menachemim leave, right? They get up to leave. And at that point, the Avel Kilo gets up from Yeshiva, and that's the Mikdash Yom Kikulo. So how long is Mikdash Yom Kikulo? It depends how, you know, what time you daven Shacharis, right? So it could be 2 hours, it could be 3 hours, it could be 4 hours. Now that raises an interesting question. Well, what do you do on Shabbos when they're not Menachemim in the traditional sense? So we'll get to those questions later. But that's what the Yesh Omrim says over here. The Yesh Omrim says over here, according to this opinion, what would you do? You know, you'd have the minion at the Shiva house on day 2 of the Avelos, right? Which is usually going to be the first day of Shacharis, right? Let's say the Kfura was Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Good. So day 2 is Monday. So you'd have Shacharis at 7 a.m. They finish Shacharis at 8 a.m. The Menachemim would stay till 8:30. They would leave, and then at 8:30, the Avel would put on tefillin for the first time. That's the Yesh Omrim. However, the Ramban, the Ravid, conclude, no, you don't actually need that. It's not going to be like the seventh day. Rather, it's going to be 1 minute after Netzach Hama would be enough. That's enough to have Mikdash Yom Kippur. This din that you wait till Avdu Menachem Etzlo is a special din for day 7. We'll see why that is. But for these purposes, you just need one moment of non-hanachas tefillin wearing. So let's say Netzach Hama is 6 o'clock. So at 6:01, he could wear tefillin. Right? So since, and this is what the Ramban says and the Rush says, B'das HaRif, since effectively there's going to be almost no practical application of the halacha that you can't wear tefillin on day 2, because it only ends up being 1 minute. So that's why the Rif only mentions the Isser Hanachas tefillin on day 1. Maybe that's what the Gemara in Sukkah also only mentions Isser on day 1. But there is a little bit of... Now, there's actually a couple of interesting chiddushim over here. Chiddush number 1 is you could have imagined that we should say... Mixes a Yom Kikulo even at night. We'll see later on that that's a big debate. If you held Mixes a Yom Kikulo at night, then the Shita, the Rif, and also the Lashon V'Acharisa Kiyomar would have been even more meduyak, right? Because there'd be no practical application. Really, the Rif could say, yeah, I agree, it's conceptually, theoretically a 2-day Yisr, but you're not allowed to fill in night anyway, and you're Makai Mixes a Yom Kikulo on day 2 at night, and therefore, even at the first possible moment to wear tefillin, you could do it. So the Ramban doesn't say that. That's Ramban l'shitaso. who concludes, he discusses this at length, we'll talk about it later, but who concludes that we don't say Mixiyam Kikulo at night. Good. Oh, that's also in the Darim Sogya, no? Very good. So, what? Yeah, that's true. In the Darim Yanid, that's perfect for your Siyam. Now, and Avelos, all three Limudim of the year. Now we know what you're going to darshan about. You chop around all three Limudim of the year at once. Mixiyam Kikulo Valayla. Good. Plus Rabbi Shechter likes the topic. Even better.
He gave on it.
Okay. Now, okay, good. So, but again, why didn't the Ramban say that? Because he doesn't hold that we say Mixiyam Kikulo Valayla at night. Now, another interesting thing is that he picks the time of Nates. Why is that interesting? When could you start putting on tefillin? Mishiyakir. So you'll say, okay, that's still night. We don't see Mixiyam Kikulo at night. But that's not really true. Why? The reason why you're allowed to put on tefillin is because it's not night anymore. Okay, you know, Zman Tfila, Lachat Chila has not yet come till Nates. Lachat Chila, you shouldn't blow shofar, Kriyas Megillah, or whatever, you know, until Nates. But why this? Why this? And Agav, because we're Machmir here, this question actually becomes very practical. Let me give you an example. Let's say the base of El Minyan, very common, is 7 o'clock a.m. Right, that's a normal time to have a minyan. Well, 7 o'clock during 3 months of the year, two months of the year, I don't know exactly, is before or after Nates. It's before Nates. So now that's going to mean, if we follow Ramban, that the oval can't put on filling right away. Right? When is Nates? 7:15, let's say. So we're going to tell the oval that he can't put on filling. He's davening for the Amud, right? So he's practically speaking, it's going to be very complicated. He's not going to be able to have a 7 o'clock minyan at his house. He's going to have to daven at 7:30. Okay, no. Yeshiva Bachman will be happy. But the point is that this is very, very applicable, right? So why in the world does the Ramban pick Nates? I'm not sure. I suppose it's because the Ramban might see, and this is an interesting question, and what I'm saying is not at all pashat. But I wonder, is that we know that for mitzvos hayom, generally speaking, they said you have to wait till Nates. Why? So you don't mess up, like we said, shofar or lulav or megillah. So it's not just a pshat that the kedei laharchik asa adam for making a mistake. They said, they said that, for mitzvah purposes, we're going to see the day starting at Nates. So memela, midrabanan, yeah. So therefore, memela to be mekayim mitzvah mixes yom kikulo, you need a minute of daytime. And since they said midrabanan, we're going to see the daytime for purposes of mitzvah, so starting with Nates. So that's why we're going to start in Nates here. But there we go, another connection between Avelos and Nida, because for Vestos we also follow Nates, according to the Pashtas. Aruch HaShulchan notwithstanding. Okay, good.
The Rebbe, the only reason you're not able to meet Nates is only Nates with Rabbanan, with filling
the night. Right.
So then, it's not such a...
But there's no mitzvah, for sure. There's an isser de rabbanon to wear tefillin night, so you don't fall asleep. Huli. Mm-hmm. But there's certainly no mitzvah.
If you're using,
I guess it's not. Well, okay, if you said that, it's true. But anyway, still wouldn't matter for these purposes because we don't see mixing of the kula at night.
Right.
So even if you said Lila's not tefillin, okay, good. So anyway, so again, that's the way the Rosh and the Ramban rule. Good. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. That you're allowed to put tefillin on day 2 after Nates Hachama. If you take a look at the Bach, Sivkan Aleph, and it's quoted by the Shach, Sivkan Aleph, it sounds like he's Mekel, even Kodem Nates Hachama. Why? Where the Shach and the Bach get off saying that? Well, if you look at the Bach, it's because the Pashtus and the Rif and the other Rishonim is not the way the Ramban learns. Sounds like it's only an Isser for one day. And therefore, it would be Mutarim before Nates Hachama. How do we paskin on this? So if you look at the Mishnah Brura, Simen Lamed Ches, if Katan He, he writes, Mehanachon Lahamtin Ad Leor Lacha Hanetz. It's better. The Mishavur actually sort of presents it in an interesting way, because he notes that, he says, oh, look, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim is it's only Aser day one. In your day, it's only Aser, it's day two after Netz. Like, it's a stira. So, you know, it's not really a stira. It's Pashat that think that, because the Beis Yosef spells it out, that of course we're going to accept the Ramban in a rush. It's just that this, you know, in Aruch Chaim, he didn't clarify. Nevertheless, when you read Aruch Chaim without reading your day, you get that impression. And as we noted, there are the Shach and others say that we paskin like the simple reading of the Rif and others. And Memela, therefore, would come out that Me'ikar Hadin, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, right? Me'ikar Hadin, you could put it on even before Nates. Maybe. The reason is because the Ramban is l'shitaso about mixes yom kikulo at night not being relevant, and we hold there is. Could be other ways to explain it as well, but that's the stock of the Mishnah Berurah, which means that if you know, if you do see a shiva house in the winter that starts at 7 o'clock, and you'll wonder, how in the world are they doing this? You'll understand that they're saying, okay, Mikar HaDin really were Mekel on Neshayla. It's a, you know, ideally a person should try to be Machmir on Neshayla. But let's imagine you're going to have a hard time getting a minion if you wait till 7:30 to start, because everybody's got to get to work. So that, perhaps you could follow the Ikar HaDin. Mikar HaDin, but again, one should try to be Machmir. After all, it is what the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Yoredaya and the opinion of the Ramban and the Rosh and the like. Now then, yeah.
The Rosh of the Gemara Sukkah is Patim. It's
awesome. Oh, we're going to get so, there. Maybe it's two dinim. Zvei dinim. Right?
So definitely to rely on it. It's not a kula.
Yeah. The question is, what's the basis for there being Zvei dinim? But it's a very interesting point, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. It's Rashi's theory. We will put together Rashi and Sukkah and Tzuvos. We'll get there. Mm-hmm. It's an excellent Ha'ara. Now, the Darkei Moshe quotes from the Mordechai that on the second day, you shouldn't put on tefillin if they're panam chadashos. Right? Why? You just don't have to be cholitz, because that's what the Gemara says. We pass in like the opinion that legabe chalitza, you don't have to be cholitz tefillin when panim chadashos comes. But you couldn't put them on. Now this is also very relevant, right? What typically happens in a beis avel is like this. You know, whatever the time the davening is, let's say it's 7:30. So, you know, people start coming in around 7:30, 7:25, and they start putting on tefillin, including the avel, everybody. So now let's say, and this is almost always the case, day two of Avelos, you're almost certainly going to have Panim Chadashos at the Minyan, right? And the Panim Chadashos gets there before the Avel had a chance to put on his tefillin. So then, what should you do? Then now the Avel can't put on his tefillin. Now, there's a simple solution to this, which is that the Avel should put on tefillin before he unlocks the door, before people start coming, or... Now, that's a simple solution, except that, let's say, you're having a minion at 7:15 or set, you know, and now it's close, right? Time-wise. And if you want to adopt the Chumrah of the Maril, plus the Chumrah of the Mechaber and Ramah over here, then that could also create a wrinkle. Okay, sometimes it's easy to solve. Like, the Avel will stay in a different room, even if people start filing in. He has to wait till 1 minute after Nate's, right? And let's say Nate's, you know, is at 7:15. And let's say that the minion started, called for 7:15. So, okay, somebody else will open up the door and let people in, and he's going to stay in his upstairs and put on tefillin upstairs, and then enocholetz. So it's a usually an easily solvable problem, but it's something you have to be aware of. So now the question is, do we paskin like this Maril? So very interesting, because when you look on the page of Yoredaya, the Ramah over here, the Shach, the Taz, nobody brings it down. However, if you again go back to Aruch Chaim, Siman Lamed Ches, and look at the Magen Avraham Sifkan, hey, Paskins, like this Maril. If you look at Rabbi Kivir over here, Kvegar has a kasha on the Maril. He thinks it's against the Gemara. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura paskins like the Magen Avraham, and that's the psak of the Pnei Baruch and the like. So what that means is, Lamaisa, again, if you're careful about this, it's easy to be makbid about it. But if you're not careful about it, it's easy to mess up. So Lamaisa, the Avel should try to be machmir, to not put on tefillin if they're panim chadashos. So that's why, again, to solve the problem, he should put on tefillin before he sees any panim chadashos.
Why are they mashmir in your idea?
I think that the probably, you know, they don't think we pass them like the Maril. The Darkei Moshe brought down the Maril, but first of all, it's a das yachid for the most part against the Rishonim, and maybe one or two others that hold like that, but it's a minority view. And also, again, Rabbi Kibeger has a strong kasha in the Maril. So, in other words, it's not a, you know, the Magen Avraham paskins that way, the Shach and the Taz don't. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins Kedarko like the Magen Avraham. So that's why a person should, I would think, should try to be machmir. But as I said, it's very easy to be machmir as long as you're, you know, paying attention. I think a lot of people don't know about this halacha. Hamakilim yeshlam al milas moch. It's not brought down in Mechaber Ramah Shach and Taz over here. Again, Darkei Moshe brings it down, but he doesn't bring it down on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. So Hamakilim yeshlam al milas moch.
Is the
Inochalitz B'diyah,
or is it just like the
Din of
that
Shaykh?
I know
that's
what
we're passing. No, it's not even the Inochalitz. What's the Svar? I assume it's not. It's not. Well, we get to the Svar of Tefillin, okay. We can talk about it. It's a good question. I don't know, we could speculate, but yeah. Now, okay, good. Now the big question that everybody talks about in our siman is the Maritatz. The Maritatz is quoted in the Pesach Tshuva Sifkat Aleph as well as the Dagomir Vava and others. What did the Maritatz say? Maritatz said like this: Why is it that tefillin's only answer on day one? And he gives a very simple answer. I know the Gemara gives a drasha, chavisa ki omar, but it's a much more straightforward answer, really, which is that's because avelos yom rishon is deoraisa. And that's why yom sheni, they didn't answer tefillin. Why? Because the Rabbanan couldn't aser you to wear tefillin, or certainly didn't want to aser you for being the kind of mitzvah deoraisa. And that's precisely why all the other nihugi avelos are 7 days. And tefillin, all of a sudden, is just one day. And not only that, but not only that, okay, so that's what the Maritatz says. Oh. So then he said, if that's true, so then Nechab's a Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? That let's say the Kfura is not in Yom Rishon. Right? Let's say the Petira is on Sunday. The Kfura is on Monday. So day one of Avelos is Monday, of course. But is that Avelos deraisa? No, not at all. So therefore, says my tatzah, you better put on tefillin. Put on tefillin that time, on that day. Why? Because it's not yom, it's not avelos deraisa, so you're chayim deraisa and tefillin.
The keys are your chayim?
Where the kvura is not in the yomisa, right? We know, the Rashba writes, and other Rishonim as well, that the only time you have avelos deraisa, even for those like the Gonim, like the Rambam, who hold that avelos yom rishon is deraisa, that's only when it's Yom Isa v'Yom Kvura. But if, like we said, Yom Isa is on Sunday, Yom Kvura is on Monday, then you know, let's say they do the kfura at 2 in the afternoon on Monday. So, okay, after he goes home at 4 in the afternoon, he should put on tefillin. Shouldn't be mevatel the mitzvah deraisa aitzio misham. Doesn't matter. That's the psak of the Maritats. Makes a lot of sense. So, the problem is, as the Dalgamir Vav over here points out, he's wrong. How do I know he's wrong? Because if you look at the Ramban, and it's quoted over here by the Shach, on the day of a Shmur Kraiva, you're also part of film. What's a Shmur Kraiva? A person goes ahead and he hears that his relative, that he's Chayv and Avelos for, died. And he didn't know about it before then, right? The he hears his brother died 10 days ago. So he said Shiva for 7 days. So the day that he hears is day one of Shiva. So he doesn't put on tefillin. Let's say he didn't even put on tefillin yet in the morning. He hears at 7 a.m. before he went to Shacharis that his brother died 10 days ago. So on day one of his Avelos, he's not going to lay tefillin. That's what the Ramban says, quoted by the Shach. Now, is that a day of Avelos deraisa? Avadanisht. And yet, the Ramban writes, you don't wear tefillin. So you see, mefurish, that the Maritats is wrong. Okay, we'll have to figure out a way to answer his question. But you see that he's wrong. So what would the Maritats say back to that? I suppose the Maritats would have to say like this. Maritats would have to say that that's because the Ramban doesn't hold Avelos deraisa. Right? Remember, we saw this is some confusion. The Ramban spends many a page defending the view of the Ga'onim who held that Avelos deraisa. But we noted at the very end, he says, ah, that's what we're going to say to be Miyashir the Sheet of the Ga'inim. Doesn't say the Paskin that way. So therefore, the Ramban himself Paskins Avel Sederabanan. If you hold Avel Sederabanan, is the Maritats right? Of course not, because then day one is Derabanan. So you'll have to figure out how the Rabbanan went ahead and were Matir, you know, our Asad wearing tefillin on day one. But clearly the Cheshbon of the Maritats is wrong. And Maritats knew the Ramban said this, but the Maritats only said his vart, le'elu, that hold Avelos deraisa. The Maritats assumed that's the way we paskin. Right? So it's not a kasha. That's the kasha on the Maritats. We could answer the kasha. But what will that mean, lemaisa, for us? Should we paskin like the Maritats? Of course not. Why? Do we paskin Avelos deraisa? No. We already saw that, first of all, even the Mechaber seem to concede that the minhag is that it's deraisa, because remember the Mechaber says that there's no avelos in Yom Tosheni Shel Galios. And the Ramah and the Shach certainly think, we paskin, that avelos Yom Rishon isn't deraisa. So therefore, we should not paskin like the Maritats. Now, we have to answer what the Kasha, you know, what about his Kasha? How could the Chachamim ask or Hanachas thought? Okay, we'll answer that question. But we should not accept Lemaisa the Maritats. Because the Maritats is built upon a premise which we reject, la halacha. So how are we going to answer the question, Taka? How are we going to answer the question that it's, you know, isn't it only de Rabbanan? So you could give a number of answers. The most obvious answer is yesh koch biyad chachamim la'akod av v'natayra enachanami. It's only midrabanan avelos yom rishon, but yesh kol chachamim lakod avon haTorah. Now, why didn't they do it all 7 days? They didn't want to. Acharisa ki yomar, and they didn't want to, you know, take away the mitzvah tefillin for longer than necessary. But ultimately, yesh koch biyad chachamim, and we, you know, according to many, many shitos, applied that principle even in cases where the Shas doesn't mention it. We already saw, for example, the Radvaz, who writes that explicitly, legabe Talmud Torah even. He says that, remember that was the Radvaz who said we should follow Mitzvah Kekulah at night for Isser Talmud Torah because it's a Bittul Mitzvah. So, but the point is, Yesh Koch HaBiyad Chamin Lakad Am Torah. That's a simple answer to the source. So now, was the Maritats right in those Rishonim who held as Deraisa? Conceivably, maybe yes, maybe no. It is strange if he was right that they didn't say it. You'll have to say, well, they didn't say it. Well, Pshituso, plus usually the Yom Kippur is on the Yom Isa. But even regardless of whether he's right, B'das HaGainim, why so we don't pass him that way? And why not? Yesh koch b'yad chachan m'lakodav m'natorah. Good. That's the that's a simple answer. Two other answers that the Svarim say. One answer, the second answer, and this is a big tumult in the Paiskim about the Gader of Mitzvah Tefillin. Right? When is a person not considered to be Mevatel Mitzvah Tefillin? Somebody who doesn't wear Tefillin the whole day. Skips a day of Tefillin. So was he Mevatel the Mitzvah? He wore it the previous day. He wore it the next day. So this is a discussion. The Achronim discuss it. We paskin normally, the Mishnah Berurah says, that we should make sure to wear it every day. But it's not so clear. The famous the Brisker Rav used to make sure to wear tefillin a lot of times after, let's say, after Pesach and Sukkot. Why? Because there's a shaila about whether you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. So if you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, I guess he didn't, Minhag HaGra, later Yerushalayim. So you wear tefillin extra time after Yom Tov's over to make up for it. Because who says tefillin is a mitzvah that's dependent upon the day? The Mishnah Berurah talks about this extensively, right? You know, one of the discussions that the post can have is, let's say a person has a choice. They can wear tefillin today, tomorrow, and Wednesday for 5 minutes each, or just tomorrow for an hour. Which is better? So if you think that every day you don't wear tefillin is a bittul mitzvah, so we'd say, okay, better to wear it today, tomorrow, and Wednesday for 5 minutes each. That way you weren't mevatel the mitzvah at all. But if you say no, the other pshat, so then 60 minutes of hanachas tefillin is greater than 15 minutes of hanachas tefillin. So again, l'maisa, we certainly try to be machmir on the shayla. And if a person, for example, for whatever reason, couldn't put on tefillin in the morning, let's say they were sick, so we tell them, yeah, you should wear tefillin, make sure to put on tefillin at some point during the day. But if you think, really, push comes to shove, it's not a bittul mitzvah. So then, when the Chachamim said, don't wear tefillin on day one, that wasn't, you don't even have to say it's an akir sav min ha-taira. You don't have to say it's a bittul mitzvah. And the whole cheshbon, the maritatz, is absolutely wrong. The maritatz is taken for granted, like the opinion that every day of missing tefillin is a bittul mitzvah.
What is the halacha for this case? One minute,
which is the machlokas ha-poskim. I think the Mishnah Berurah sounds like, again, he discusses both tzaddim. I think we try to be machmir normally for the shita that every day that you miss is a bittul mitzvah. That's why we make sure to make, even if you couldn't put it on in the morning, to put it on in the afternoon, right? But if you think mikra din, we follow the opinions that hold that it's not a day-related mitzvah. After all, it doesn't say anything about days, right? So then, this would make sense.
What were
I don't remember which sentence. It's where you'd expect. Yeah. The third mahalich, to possibly answer the question, this brings up the issue that both Yoni and Rabbi brought up, is by a shtickle, the Achronim say Bedas Rashi. The Bach over here actually tries to say Bedas Tur also. Similar type of idea. Which is, if you look at Rashi in Sukkah, in terms of why an Avel doesn't wear tefillin, you get a different impression as Rashi in Ksubos, on Dav Avel base. Rashi in Sukkah, this is Chaf Hamad Aleph, right, the Gemara, it's Dibur Masel Shenam, Namar Behu Pe'er, right, that you don't wear, the Avel doesn't wear tefillin because of Pe'er. Kittel Kaman. The Avel Lav Bar Pe'erhu, Ukesha Mispa'er, Mar Ebe'atzmo She'enu Avel. Oh, so it's a din in what? A din in Avelos, right? Kshemispar. When the Avel is glorifies himself with Hanachas Tefillin, he shows he's not an Avel. And that's why he can't have that pair. Look at Rashi Ksuvos. He says, Shinamar Behu Pair, Behem Pair, Percha Chavosh Alacha, the Avel Me'olal Be'afar Karno, the Rosho, the Ainze Pair, Letfillin. what's the Rashi stressing? It's a din hilchos tefillin. It's not right al tilchus tefillin to for the avel to wear tefillin. He is rolling in the dirt. Oh. Now, Kenzain, they're both correct. This might explain, by the way, the different shiurim, why we have one shiur that's 2 days, one shiur that's 1 day. Be that as it may, if that's true, so now you can... So this, A, will help you... The Bach thinks this helps deal with the stira between the Torah's formulation in Aruch Chaim and Yerodea. But for our purposes, it would also show us why not wearing tefillin on day one is not an akiras davar ha'Torah. The reason why, it's only a bittul mitzvah tefillin if you could wear tefillin, right? If you can't wear tefillin, al tilchos tefillin, then by the avel not wearing tefillin, that's not a bittul mitzvah. So if the avel al tilchos tefillin can't wear tefillin, because he's me'olel ba'afar karno, so then it's very simple and easy to understand why he is potter from why, you know, the Maritatzis Cheshman is wrong. Right? Good. So, yeah.
Just actually, Shlomo Zalman in Sukkah, something similar, he just says that it's like not being able to keep Gopnaki. You're not going to be able to properly.
Okay, we're get there. That's Siv base. That's Siv base. Yeah, we're going to get there.
So, you want to use it here, Stubborn Earth?
Yeah, that's Siv base. We're going to get there. Yes, the Ramban himself makes that point.
But that, Rashi and Sukkah.
Rashi and Sukkah versus Rashi and Tefillin. Rashi and Sukkah's focus is on being a din in Avel, and in Ksubos, that it's a din in Tefillin. Now, how do we paskin? So I already told you that the Pashup Shad is, Lididan, we should paskin against the Maritats. Right? Why? Because we paskin Avelos is the Rabbanan. However, if you look at Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it's Tshuvos Mincha Shlomo, in the second Chelak, Semen Tzadi Tes, Os Hei, he writes, Yadua Das Ameri Tats, Din Haktina, Din Dafka, Yom HaMisa, Yom HaKvura, Patim Na Tfilin, Yom Rishon, Aval Kshe, HaMisa Haisa, Yom Echad, Vakvura, Yom Acher, Chai V'Tfilin, Afil, Yom Rishon, Lach HaKvura, Uchai Adam, Kasa, V'Nirali, Dimeinu Yom HaMisa, Yaniach B'lo Bracha. So, even though the Pashup Shad is, we don't accept this. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Maritats. Pretty sure he doesn't. But the Chai Adam does. Al Tzafik. In other words, he's saying, if the Maritats is wrong, maybe the Maritats is wrong, so you certainly shouldn't make a bracha on day one, but maybe he's right. So you should put it on without a bracha. Behuva beharbe svarim, uv'orchos chayim achadash, me rabbane hasfardim. Okay? Sfardim do this. As we said, it might make a little more sense for Sfardim because they're more likely to hold the Avelos Yom Rishon as Deraisa. Sheminag Yushalayim Lachosh L'das HaMaritats. Lachosh. In other words, it's going to be a Safek. You're not going to make a brach on your tefillin. But Minag Yushalayim is to do this. V'af Delokayim Alon Hachi. Meaning, say, Mikarad didn't really, we don't accept the Maritats. Komokom Harbe Me'yireyim Makpidim Laniach Mesfeka B'tzina Al Tanai V'lo Bracha. So, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach agrees that Mikra Din, we don't accept the Maritats. But if you want to be Machmir, so you should do it, but do it without a bracha and do it Betzina. And I know of Avelim that were told to do this, even in America. They were told on day one, you know, quietly go off into a room sometime before Shkia and put on tefillin. V'rakim HaMisa is so fine. This is Shiloh. Hashem says, Misan Shabbos, we wouldn't do that. Now, so there's a couple interesting things. One is, you know, Avel is also Vanachas Tefillin, A. And, okay, you can say that's Nisa Derabana, Nisa Deraisa, but B, you know, there's the issue of Baal Tosef and the like. So, if you read carefully, then Rosh Shlomo Zalman was Mesiaches to that, about quoting it, that's what he said. Right? He said, Yaniach Betzina Al Tanai Velo Vracha. Ooh, Altanai. What's Altanai? So this is like the Taz, I think, says by Hilchos Chol Hamoed. Taz says, yeah, put on tefillin on Chol Hamoed. Why? Because maybe it's you're chai, maybe you're not. Now, you're not allowed to put on tefillin if it might be aser. So you do all tonight. If I'm chayv in tefillin, this is hanachas tefillin. If I'm potter in tefillin, so I'm just wrapping these straps around my arm. And that wouldn't be bal tosif. And Rishon Zalman Arbach, I think, is assuming that wouldn't be a violation of iser hanachas tefillin. Now, this gets into a lot of very interesting questions, like kiyum mitzvah tonight, right? He's assuming, as you know, it's a big discussion, whether you could be mekayim mitzvah tonight. Probably a machlokes, rishonim, and achronim. But Rishon Zalman Arbach is assuming that you could do a mitzvah tonight, and even something like this, in other words, again, it's not even so obvious that the iser of Eilis wouldn't be violated, but he's assuming that the iser is only violated when you're doing it l'shem hanachas tefillin. So I'm going to say, if the maritatz is right, so this is hanachas tefillin. If the maritatz is wrong, so this is nothing. And then a non-violation of the iser, and that's what Shlomo Zalman Orbach is recommending, which is quite a chiddush, that it works. I think Harry Willig and others think that no, we don't accept the maritatz at all, and you should not put on tefillin until day two. Yes?
Does that make sense if it's a din in a tefillin? The tonight is not assuming that it's...
It's an interesting question. You could argue... Again, the Pashup Shabbat is it's just a din in Avel, right? But possibly... if this is not levisha lemitzvah, so then it's nothing. Is that obvious? No, but maybe it's an interesting question. It's not, as I said, there's a lot of chidushim in this eitza of Rishon Zalman Arbach. But again, I think that the mainstream approach. I don't know about someone who lives in Yerushalayim. Maybe it's different. He says that's the men of Yerushalayim. The pashtus is like this. Good.
And the pashtus is not Rishon Zalman, or it is?
Yeah, no, we don't have Rishon Zalman. Good, I don't know. You live in Shalai, maybe it's different. Kacha shamati me rabbi say.
Is it save a theorist, Altana and Cholmite, or we assume that when you're doing it, you're...
I mean, you should think Altana. I think Schechter says, I don't know if he says it anymore, that the people who are going to be in Eretz Yisrael on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios on the last day should put on tefillin al tonight, like the Taz says. He doesn't hold of 1.5 days. But you know, Alts said that for, you know, we don't accept the Chacham Tzvi, but Alts the far, but you know, since you could put tefillin on al tonight, and it doesn't hurt to put them al tonight, was that a bracha? So for that, you may as well, you know, it's ad harachov that the Chacham Tzvi is right. So it's an interesting question, but that's not the mainstream sack for Eretz Yisrael either. Okay, good. Now, okay, discussion about Ephraim. Let's turn to Sif Beis. So the Ramban's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis says that you have to make sure that you have Yishuv Hadas before you put on your tefillin on day two. Now let's look at the source for this, which is from the Ramban. Ramban writes, "Umibayi le'avel yisuve daite l'chavune bay l'tefillin shelo yasiach daite omehan." Before the avel puts on his tefillin, he has to have kavana and no hesach hadas. What's the source? The Garsinan Bioma, Amar Rabba Bar Barhuna, Paravuna. Tzarech adam l'mashmeish b'tfilin kol sha'a kavachomem yitzitz matzitz shein bo'el askar achas amra ta'ira v'hayal neitzcho tamid shelo yasi yachtaito mimenu tfilin sheish b'hen kama azkaros alach tzkan v'kama hilkach meniach li b'yish of daito adol b'shas ha'bechi b'shas ha'esperinu meniach. Says the Ramban, we know famous kavachomer from tzitz. The tzitz, we know the kohen gadol has to have yishuv hadas. Tzitz only has one askara. It's Kodesh Vashem on it. Tefillin have many, many Shemos of Hashem. So Kal V'chomer, there's a Nisr Hesach Hadas while wearing tefillin. So therefore, when it comes to day two, when it's time for him to put on tefillin, so he has to make sure to calm down before he puts on his tefillin, because if not, so he couldn't wear tefillin. Right? Which is the idea that the rabbi was referring to earlier. Azoy Zak de Ramban. Now, here is the big Shiloh that everybody clears about. This is one of the most famous bar mitzvah pshatels, the Shagas Aryeh. Do we accept this Ramban? Why not? There's a famous Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, and Brachos, other Rishonim as well. And the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, asked the following Shaila. On the one hand, we have this Gemara that we just mentioned in Yoma, that has the Chadas and Zasar and Tfilin, Kabachomer from Tzit. But we know there's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that we only make our dinner in the daytime. You're allowed to take a short nap while wearing Tfilin. You're allowed to take a nap. Now, Ein L'chas HaChadas Gadol Mizeh, right? Am I thinking of Tfilin when I'm taking a nap? So I'm probably not that holy. So I'm not. And yet, I'm allowed to wear, I'm allowed to sleep in tefillin. Okay? There's a concern, Shemiya Fiach, if it's a nighttime or whatever. But Be'etem, you're allowed to sleep in tefillin. That shows me you don't need Haschadas, that's a testira. Right? So, what's the answer? So, in terms of the Drasha and Yuma, Taisus over there says already, it's an Asmachta. It's not a real Kavachomer because the tzitz is exposed, and the shame is exposed by the tzitz. It's Mechus and Tefillin. But what's really, when we say that you can't have Pesach Hadas for Tefillin, what do we mean? What's the Halacha? That means you can't do things that are the opposite of Pesach Hadas, like Schok, Vekalos, Rosh. That's what's Aser. When we say there's an Isra Pesach Hadas for Tefillin, what do we mean? What do we mean? Does that mean that I constantly have to be thinking about my tefillin? No. It means chok v'kalas rosh is asher. But if I have yira and kavana and kovid rosh, but I'm doing other things, right? Remember the olden days, they used to wear tefillin all day, right? So I'm, you know, I'm doing whatever I do. I'm writing a book or sewing or whatever my profession is. I'm a shoemaker. So I'm a car mechanic, I don't know, whatever it is, I'm doing my job. So I can't have schok v'kalos rosh. That's what's meant when it says you can't have schok v'kalos rosh. Doesn't mean...
It says
the chai v'chosh yeah, it's your chai v'mashmesh v'choshah. That's true. So make sure you don't come to schok v'kalos rosh. But it doesn't mean, from the raya, from sleeping, it doesn't mean actually positive thinking about it. Now, how do we paskin? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, we paskin like this Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Shagas Aryeh, yeah, it's great. But does Ramban agree? No. How do I know? Because Ramban over here seems to be taking the Kavachomer from Tzitz very literally. He says that the Avel can't wear tefillin if he's tzmished, because he's, you know, he's so grief-struck over his loss, and that's Hesach Hadas, and that's Aser, Kalchom Mitzitz. Ramban, you see, takes it literally. And how do we paskin in Yaradaya, in our Simen, like the Ramban? So what should you do? It's Taka, Stir and Shulchan Aruch, Tzarchia, but Safik, you have to be Matmir. Well, we don't paskin. Not clear that we should paskin like the Rashi and Beit Yonah Lahakel. That's the Shagas Aryeh. Very famous Shagas Aryeh. As we said, that's the Bar Mitzvah Drasha, Bachan like the Darshanan. Now, what?
Simcha, the lack of total of Simcha, that's something that's from Tefillin.
Oh, so one answer that Rabbi's suggesting is a very interesting answer. No, there's no Stira. And Hesach Hadas means you can't have anti-Das, not lack of Das. Sleep is in fact lack of das when you take a nap with your tefillin, a short nap, you're not thinking of your tefillin, to be sure. But you don't have anti-das. Anti-das is either one way, is chok v'kalas rosh, but also crying and hesped and, you know, intent, that's the opposite of das. Now, it's a hard case to make, because chok v'kalas rosh, we understand, is intuitively here it's just very sad. The answer is no, you're losing yourself.
When you're sleeping, you're fine.
Right, but you're still not thinking about it. So it's Lamashal. They did very interesting studies that when people take these, you know, short naps, Shein Asarai, so you're actually still sort of conscious. Right? That's why, you know, when Shir ends, you wake up. Right? But nobody sleeps through Musaf. It's remarkable, right? Everybody goes through the drasha, sleeping. Starts Kaddish, whoop, they wake up. So sometimes, but it's pretty rare. I've never seen anyone in shul still. Sometimes, you know, the neighbor does. I remember, actually, I came to this ha'ara when I used to, I once had a summer job, and I took the subway home every day. I fall asleep every day. And the first couple days, I was like so nervous, because I knew I was going to fall asleep fast. How in the world am I going to wake up? And then I found, I always woke up. Always, when they announced, and the answer is that they found that you're awake, you recognize your name, you recognize, you know, your subway call, you recognize the end of the drasha, end of the shiur. You're awake enough to, even when you're asleep, to concentrate. So that's the answer. The answer is that that you have no, the Rosh and the Ramban possibly agree that you don't need positive das on tefillin, but you can't have anti das. And you'd have to say that that tefillin, that both hesped, losing yourself in hesped, and losing yourself in schok v'kalos vosh are both the anti das. And if you say something like that, is that a good svar? Interesting, maybe. Talk about it your bar mitzvah. But that would be a possible way to be miyashev the two psakim in Shulchan Aruch.
She is right. It's very short. That means there's a Kenya. We're talking about 50 seconds, and according to the shiur of Magen Avraham.
Whatever it is, even if it's short or long, it could also be two hours. But one way or the other, it's still lacking das.
That's the
issue. If you hold, that's the point. If you read the Ramban Kipshuto,
right.
And you learn the Kavah Homer from Tzitz Kipshuto, so that should be Aser. That's Gufa the Rosh of Kasha. Now, Ramban's going to have an answer to that question, right? Which is another reason to try to say this type of pshat. Okay, so we'll stop here.